Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Well, if you hear me sounding weird, it's because yesterday Barbara and I had our second dose of the Moderna COVID-19 vaccine. And I have to tell you that except for the fangs, I am perfectly normal.
How are those fangs working out for you?
They're very difficult. I can't do a good imitation of Bela Lugosi. I knew somebody who knew him, though. A guy who many of you have heard of, Forrest J. Ackerman. He was a sci-fi agent, writer. He edited Famous Monsters of Filmland. And during his lifetime, he had this amazing home, which was a converted museum of sci-fi and horror material. And he wore Bela Lugosi's Dracula ring.
I didn't know he had a Dracula ring. I mean,
the ring he wore in the movie. The ring in the movie.
I don't know anything about that. That's like way before my time.
It's before everybody's time.
I don't think I've seen the original one.
Well, the original one was based on the Broadway play. And the Broadway play was only superficially related to the Bram Stoker novel. Why are we talking about this? I have no idea. We are, however, going to talk about Moon Mysteries. There's a book out here from our guest, Victoria Constance Briggs, called The Encyclopedia of Moon Mysteries, Secrets, Conspiracy Theories, Anomalies, Extraterrestrials, and More. And I want to know about the more. And that's from Adventures Unlimited Press. And it's a fairly large book here, so it is presented as an encyclopedia. In other words, there's an entry for different topics. It's alphabetized. So if you want to look at a particular topic, you can go right to it. Now, Victoria, welcome to the PowerCast. And I wanted to kind of hit you with a few questions here about the background of the book. Why the moon? Why did you choose to write this book?
Okay. If I may, it's Constance Victoria. On my book, they actually, there is a little piece there where they turn my name around. So I'm Constance, sorry.
Yeah, I see. They've got your name reversed.
Yep. Yep. They're going to change that in the reprint. And it's not all over the book. It's just that one place. Yeah, if you look at the front cover there, they've got it correct. But on the sideline there, it's somewhere along the lines here, they've got it turned around. So anyway.
How do you do that?
I don't know. I don't know, but that's okay. I love them anyway, so.
Well, you see, but you're a gentle, kind person. If I wrote a book, and I've written my share, if I wrote a book where they screwed up my name, boy, would you have heard it. I'd make them go to the printer that second and take care of it. Of course, nowadays, a lot of publishers use print on demand. So if you have to change something, they're only printing the ones they sell.
Well, you know what? As I said, they got it right on the cover, and it's, yeah, that first page inside the book that they turn the name around. This is the first show I've done that someone actually caught that, so, yeah.
We are different. The PowerCast is not like other shows. But I wanted to ask you here, why the moon? Why did you pick that topic to present material on?
So, you know, what's interesting about this whole moon topic and my getting started with it is that I started out with reading this book, Our Mysterious Spaceship Moon, written in the 70s by Mr. Don Wilson, who I've tried to find, but I can't. He's nowhere to be found today. That moon, reading it, you know, several years ago, set me on a path of, you know, understanding that there was more going on with the moon than I ever knew. Now, first, I'd like to say that this is coming from someone who absolutely believes that we are not alone in the universe, who absolutely believes that we are being visited. We were, you know, visited thousands of years ago, you know, believe in the whole ancient astronaut theory and all of this. But I did not know there was so much going on with the moon. That book sort of set me on a path to learn more. And I tell you, I've read tons of information, done lots of research. And the topic has been around for, you know, for a few years now. So I thought, okay, rather than, you know, people who have not heard about the information having to, you know, do all of this research, I put it in this, in a little, you know, compact book that they could go to and look up, you know, astronaut experiences, facts on the moon, etc. I did not expect, though, that so many people would want to talk about it. This has come as a very big surprise to me. I've had a whole lot of interest in it. So, but that's where it started. When I learned that there were so many strange events and anomalies going on with our moon.
Okay, so I see here you pick both fact and fiction. So, for example, 2001, A Space Odyssey.
Right.
It's a paragraph. It's a fictional book, but still part of the moon legends. And I was thinking here, when I was looking through this and looking through the topics, I would call back to when I was really young, and I would watch the old movie serials from Republic Pictures. So you had something like Radar Men from the Moon. We have evil people from the moon come to Earth and take over. Radar Men from the Moon, first film featuring a character named Commando Cody Sky Marshal of the Universe. I mean, it was kind of wacky. But, you know, all these films were the same, except they had these flying scenes where he put on this rocket suit, Commando Cody. And they were fairly well done. That's the one thing the Republic Pictures knew, how to do flying scenes. Anyway, the moon was, you know, the source of legends. Obviously, the movie was ridiculous. Because you have moon men who look like Earth people, who speak English, and, you know, it's just kind of wacky. But the reason I ask you about picking material, and you have a collection of fact and fiction here, did you make an effort to vet these stories or mostly take stuff that sounds nice or interesting?
I would say both. To answer you. I mean, I vetted some of the stories, but I also, you know, wanted to get the most interesting topics in here, you know, and things that people might actually think about on top of some of the little fictional accounts. And actually, 2001, A Space Odyssey does have a bit of, you know, that ancient astronaut theory going on there, where there was a artifact left on the moon. And I believe that there have been some, you know, left up there now by, you know, advanced beings. But we'll get into that. But no, I did. You know, I went to the NASA website and retrieved information from there. I, you know, looked into a lot of the things that some of the scientists have said about the moon and things that they've, you know, studied and some of their theories. So it's a little both.
Okay, because I want to talk to you about a couple of things that are fictional in a few moments, but they are a little bit controversial. Anyway, the book is called The Encyclopedia of Moon Mysteries. I was going to say Moon Madness for a moment, but Moon Mysteries.
The moon's been known to drive people mad, right?
Right, well, that's what happened to me. I see it now. And Constance Victoria Briggs is her name, except for her name being reversed in one part of the book because I think somebody just fell asleep when they were putting the names together. Or they're dyslexic. That's the solution. The person who did that is dyslexic, and therefore we forgive them. Does that work for you?
It works for me. And I forgave. Good. I forgave them right away. Because I just absolutely love Adventures Unlimited Press anyway. So at that time, they couldn't have done any wrong. So it was okay.
So there's no confusion. The full name of the book, The Encyclopedia of Moon Mysteries, Secrets, Conspiracy Theories, Anomalies, Extraterrestrials, and More. The author, Victoria Constance Briggs. We've got more to come with Gene and Randall. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners, I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So we're exploring moon mysteries, and the book here from Constance, the Encyclopedia of Moon Mysteries, it's a mixture of factual things and fictional things, and I suspect there are things here that she didn't realize were fictional. And I'll give you an example. We know about contactee Howard Menger. Had you heard of him before you wrote this book?
Yes, I had.
Okay. In 1964, I was a mere lad. I was working while going to school with a guy named Jim Moseley, the editor of Saucer News. And Jim, by the way, he died maybe 8 years ago. But he was the first guest on the PowerCast in 2006. Now, Jim had an office in Midtown Manhattan, 303 Fifth Avenue, between Fifth and Madison. At the end of the day, Jim and I would go across the street to a diner to have lunch or dinner, whatever it was, depending on the time. Well, one day he gets a call from Howard Menger. Menger wants to talk to him. So we had lunch with Menger. Now, I didn't get the connection till later, but I will say this. Menger had claimed to have met up with extraterrestrials. They called him the Jersey Adamski because his claims were similar to George Adamski. So Howard says to us, you know what? I don't think I met space people. I think I was part of a government experiment. Now, he also appeared on a TV show from the late Long John Neville, who was the paranormal radio and TV pioneer. Paranormal radio originates with Long John Neville before there was an Art Bell or any of these other people, George Norrie, etc. The original was Long John Neville. And Long John has him on his TV show expecting that he'll repeat his normal spiel. This time he comes up with the same thing. You know what? I think these were government agents. Now, after that, Howard became somewhat friendly with Jim. He moved out from New Jersey to Florida. And the last I heard of Menger, he was building a model for a flying saucer. Don't ask me to explain this. I'm just telling you what happened. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So that's the story of Howard Menger. Now, speaking of Jim Moseley, you know, played a few pranks in the UFO field. You look him up, you'll see. He had a book out in the early 2000s called Shockingly Close to the Truth, written with Carl Flock. Now, I mentioned this book because I mentioned several times in it. Jim, in addition to the fakery, he had a special issue of his Saucer News magazine in 1957. Going back, the special Adamski expose issue, where he exposes George Adamski's claims. And it's something that, you know, when in considering future editions of the book, you may want to check out. We actually have it posted. We have a site called jimmoseley.com. It's a memorial to Jim. And the Adamski expose issue from 1957 is posted there. And you might want to read it, because anyone who accepted Adamski's claims as genuine will look at this article and realize, you know, wait a minute. A lot of people believe Adamski, but this explains what he was doing. And what he was doing is simple, because Adamski once said that sometimes you have to go through the back door to spread the truth. So basically, apparently he had some kind of experience that he wrote about, by the way, in the late 40s as a sci-fi book. And he later took the basic story and had it come out of the mouth of an extraterrestrial. The point being here is, no, there are not humans on Mars, Venus, and Saturn. But Adamski had a message of peace and brotherhood. But he also, by the way, attracted the attention of the FBI, because the FBI was looking at the contactees in the 50s when we had Cold War paranoia as to whether these guys and gals who were pitching peace and brotherhood from the Space Brothers were really trying to subvert our democracy. Had you heard that, Constance?
No.
Okay. Just wanted to, you know, bring that up to date, because it's not something that's obvious. But it might be something that you want to consider for future editions. But there's a lot of stuff here. You go back to biblical times in looking for lunar mysteries. How far back can you find something that's relevant?
We've got the Bible. And I pretty much... So there are some men of old, and I'm trying to find the dates all the way back to what may have been relevant. There are some Greek philosophers that talked about a time on Earth where there was no moon in the sky. I think those stories, dating all the way back to, ancient Greece was the earth is the earliest time I can place it. Of anyone mentioning a moon anomaly or something about the moon. Coming up to when, of course, the telescope was created, we've got all kinds of anomalies and things moving up there and lights and reports to the British Astronomical Society from way back when about there being things on the moon. But in answer to your question, ancient Greece.
Right, yeah. In your book here, we've got Aja, a moon goddess of ancient Greek mythology. Her mother was Gaia, the goddess of the earth, known for her beauty. And Aja radiates the mysterious light of the moon. And then you've got some other interesting entries here on Celtic fairy moon goddess. So, I mean, the moon has been a real object of fascination for all sorts of mythology and religions throughout the ages.
This is true. This is true. When I've been speaking with people, they've been, you know, pretty much interested in trying to figure out, you know, what's going on with our moon. And you're the first person, and I've done a lot of shows, you're the first person that has ever asked me about the goddesses and, you know, and the gods about the moon or some of those stories. So I've been, interestingly enough, I was focusing on the Arcadians and the pre-lunar Earth time where we had, you know, tales coming down from Aristotle and Plutarch and those philosophers of Greece that were, you know, telling the stories or mentioning a time when there was no moon in the sky. I tied it in, like you said, with the Bible, and I've been trying to, you know, feel that whole idea out and see if there was ever any truth to it. So, yeah, the belief in the moon and the worship of the moon goes back to, you know, all the way back to the time of, you know, humans being able to write and, you know, when they were still, you know, carving, you know, in stone, you know, their pictures and writings and ancient texts. So it's always been there. There's always been the fascination. It's always been a symbol, you know, of intrigue and love and romance.
We got a break here. Constance Victoria Briggs, the Encyclopedia of Moon Mysteries. With Gina Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States has set another record for COVID vaccinations, administering more than 4 million shots on Friday. The CDC says that more than 59 million Americans have been fully vaccinated against the virus. Dr. Anthony Fauci says that he believes those who are fully vaccinated may not transmit the virus if infected and may no longer need to wear a mask. But the White House's chief medical advisor tells Fox News that he still recommends that those who are vaccinated keep masking up as a precaution until there's definitive data available.
But there is studies that are coming online now that are going to definitively prove that. And that's the reason why we say when that happens, we'll pull back on the recommendation of saying people who are vaccinated should continue to wear masks. It's very likely that they're not infective. But just to be sure and just to be cautious, you want to be conservative on the side of saying, wait till we get data where we can definitively prove that.
This is USA Radio News. Tributes and condolences continue to flood in for fallen Capitol Police officer William Evans, the officer killed in Friday's attack on a security checkpoint at the U.S. Capitol. Flags at the White House have been ordered to half-staff until Tuesday evening for the father of two, who was an 18-year veteran of the Capitol Police Force. Representative Dina Titus says that in the wake of the attack, Congress has to look at what resources the Capitol Police need. But the Nevada Democrat tells Fox News that lawmakers can't turn this into a political battle.
These people are so brave, and they have so much to do with so little. They protect the members, they protect the building, they protect the staff and the press, and they have to protect themselves. So when we come back, we've got to take a hard look at what kind of resources we need, what kind of training we need. Do we need to hire additional members, as has been recommended? The worst thing that can happen is for this to become a political or partisan issue as opposed to a public safety concern.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Jerome Clark, author of the UFO Encyclopedia and other books. You're listening to the Paracast.
Constance, Victoria Briggs, the Encyclopedia of Moon Mysteries. And we're going back through ancient history. Now, the theory that you're positing here is that in times that have been recorded, there was no moon there. It didn't suddenly appear millions of years ago. There was no moon thousands of years ago?
That's what the information says, interestingly enough. I mean, there are literally Greek philosophers, and I have them in the book, and what they said, that there was a moon, there was no moon, pardon me, early on, and even, there was no moon in the sky even when Jupiter came to be a god. And, that was early on, that there were people that lived wildly in the earth, that they, it says that they ate earth, they were not cultured, they ate acorns, they didn't know, how to farm, that they were just roaming, that part of Greece, and they were wild, and there was no moon in the sky. That I find very interesting. And then following the moon coming in, you start seeing more writing and more detail and the worship of the moon. But there are some writings that actually there was a sun gate in Bolivia that has ancient text that states that about 12,000 years ago is when the moon came in. And it's interesting because during that same period, that was a time of great disasters in the world, and their researchers have tried to tie that all in to the moon coming into the vicinity of Earth and, causing the storms as it moved in and causing disaster about 12,000 years ago. It's pretty fascinating.
So, that would fit with the moon capture theory. Because the moon itself, according to the scientists, it's billions of years old. But, so that would mean that it's either been with us that whole time and formed somewhere around the same time as the Earth was being formed, which is one theory. And then there's the other one that suggests that it was out there and it was this large thing the way that it is now, and it it got trapped in our gravity and just became part of our system.
Well, yes, but everything, all of their theories have been discounted. They're basically saying it's too big to have been captured. And in fact, I have a favorite quote by Isaac Asimov, if I may read it. So he once said, "What in blazes is our moon doing way out there? It's too far out to be a true satellite of Earth. It's too big to have been captured by the Earth. The chances of such a capture having been effected and the moon then having taken up a nearly circular orbit about the Earth are too small to make such an eventuality credible. But then, if the moon is neither a true satellite of the Earth nor a captured one, what is it? Apparently, it's still a mystery. They don't know. I mean, I've been looking at this stuff for quite a while now, and they don't have a definitive answer as to how the moon got to be in the position that it is. If you believe that the Apollo astronauts went up, and a lot of people don't, but I do, I have another famous person here who has a quote that I love. His name was William Hartman, and he was a planetary scientist. He wrote a book titled The Origin of the Moon, and he says, "Neither the Apollo astronauts, the lunar vehicles, nor all the king's horses and all the king's men could assemble enough data to explain the circumstances of the moon's birth." So they're saying that the capture theory doesn't work, the big whack theory doesn't work, their latest, it's also called the giant impact theory, that one doesn't work. They really still don't know where the moon came from, which is problematic.
The question here also is, could the moon internally be artificial, a humongous spaceship of some kind?
You know, that really is my favorite theory for the moon. When the Apollo astronauts went up and they brought back all of this, they brought back rocks and they brought back dust from the moon, and they had looked at that and they couldn't figure out exactly the origin from the materials they brought back, but they did find some elements in these items that they can't place and that they can't explain being a part of the moon, because there's more of it on the moon than they have found on Earth. There were discrepancies between some of the most of the material that they brought back from the moon. So they're not sure about that. They question that. I mean, it's just not adding up. They also looked at the sizes of the craters, the depth of the craters, and most of them are pretty equal, which of course doesn't make any sense. So basically they're saying that when meteorites had hit it, no matter how large or small, the meteorite was, it couldn't make a deep enough dent that made sense. And of course, as we know, that when the Apollo astronauts went up, they crashed a part of the lunar module into the moon, and as we all have heard, the famous the moon rang like a bell for an hour, and then they did it again in one of the other later missions, and it happened again. So there were two scientists, Soviet scientists, that actually looked at NASA's information that had been acquired, and they said, this just doesn't make any sense. It looks like this is an artificial construct, and it looks like it's hollow inside. Chromium, titanium, zirconium, are elements that one would use when building a ship, perhaps, that they did not want destroyed, one that could move through the universe and be hit or go through, heat, and not be destroyed. So basically they looked at that and they said that this thing looks like a some kind of craft. These guys wrote this article in 1970, and they published it in Sputnik magazine, and they believe that it may have been you know, sent across the universe and placed here purposefully where it is now.
Okay, so now we ask 10,000 questions. The first one being a single word, why?
Okay, right. So, funny you should ask that. I've got my own theories as to why. So the theories are that this could have been a Noah's Ark type of ship, number one. That's one theory. And meaning that there could have been, first of all, let me just say that in our universe, I believe that the human race came late, okay, compared to, obviously, you know, when we look at the, you know, at the universe, we think there's other planets that may have other beings. These beings could have been around for eons of time, all right? And so they could have that technology, of course, to send a ship. They could have, you know, established themselves to that point where they sent a ship across the universe. But why? Because maybe they were trying to escape a destruction of their own. Maybe they were trying to escape a sun exploding. You know, they all do eventually. And maybe there was a war on their planet. Maybe they were destroying themselves. It could be many reasons as to why they would have done this. And if it is a hollow moon, the theory is that maybe there's someone living in there.
Let's do our break here. Constance Victoria Briggs, Encyclopedia of Moon Mysteries. And this is getting more and more fascinating. Question being, if this is a spaceship, where is the crew? With Gina Randall, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there's The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
This is Big the Merciless. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio, exactly according to my plan.
So, Constance, let's look at that question here. Okay, so this is an artificial construct. It was brought here for whatever reason, allegedly. So, is it possible here that the beings who brought it here are still alive, or are they long gone?
Okay, but I didn't get into all of the theories.
But let's take it there.
All right, so the question is, if there were beings that came across, if this thing was sent across the universe, and can I just say that there is a legendary tale from the ancient Zulu people that states in their myth about the moon that they believe it was basically a hollowed out planetoid. They had a story of two extraterrestrial brothers that were reptilian type beings that took this egg and they emptied it out and they sent this egg, which they're referring to again as the moon, and sent it across the universe. And I found that story to be very interesting, considering that these Soviet scientists had come up with a theory, you know, thousands of years later, that pretty much matched what they were saying. So, with that said, where are these beings now? Let's say it was the Noah's Ark theory. So, I've been trying to come up, in fact, I'm writing a book on it, with these scenarios. Did they stay on the moon, or did they stay on the moon and park themselves here and, found a comfortable position, and then it's a foreign country where these beings are living, where perhaps they've been living in a hollow moon for all of these years, and perhaps the moon really is a planetoid, because it's, you know, as we've established, or some of the scientists have said, it's too big to be, you know, a natural satellite. It's too big to be a moon. So these beings are thought by some to still be existing on the moon or living inside of the moon in what we can call their moon, their own country, where they've had this civilization for, you know, eons. There is another theory that perhaps these same beings split. And some of them stayed in or on the moon somewhere on top, and some came here. Could they be us? If there are beings there, could they be us? Then, of course, the moon, let's say the moon, you know, wasn't driven across the universe, and it was there for a reason, and it was, you know, there's an origin that we haven't discovered of how it came to be, that maybe there were beings that discovered the moon and still made it their home world. But whomever may be up there, it is thought that they may be watching our planet and watching us. and that it may be some sort of, you know, secret mission going on. And of course, they would have had to do this out of the kindness of their hearts. But there's a theory that if there are beings there, they saw this planet in its early state and that it had a potential to thrive and grow even more, and that they had the ability to somehow help by coming in and stabilizing Earth. Now, some researchers believe that Earth would have been, you know, moving around a lot and, you know, would have been problematic with establishing, of course, seasons and the tides and all of this. But then someone else argued that, you know, Mars doesn't have, you know, that kind of a moon and it's not wobbling around. But for whatever reason, maybe these ETs looked at Earth and, you know, wanted to help in the same way they help themselves by being in the position. And that one of the reasons that the moon is tidal locked, so that we can't see the other side, is so that we really can't see what's going on. But as we've become more technologically savvy, we've been actually able to get some footage. At least I've seen some videos of what look like craft, some kind of craft going in and out. So they're not completely hidden, but that may have been, all of these may have been reasons as to why they parked themselves in Earth's orbit.
Now, I should point out here that despite all this, the movie Radar Men from the Moon is not based on fact.
Okay.
All right, you see, I kind of twisted that. Before we get to that further about the lunar theories, about the fact that the moon might be a spaceship, that maybe there are still moon men there.
Yeah.
Or creatures, or maybe they're not. Maybe they're gone 10,000 years ago, whatever. The theories that have been voiced over the years that the lunar landings that we did were faked.
Yeah.
What's the big thing about that?
Well, I don't believe they were faked. I've never believed they were faked. This was all came as news to me. So they're, you know, they're going by some things like, I don't know, what they said the flag looked like it was waving, so it must have been faked, and there's no stars in the sky on the picture, so it must have been faked, and all kinds of things that I don't find very credible to say we never went. There's more evidence that we went than not. I've had people say, oh, I stopped listening to her when she said the astronauts went to the moon. You know, open your eyes.
If, you know, that would be a reason for me to take you actually more seriously. I think we really have to recognize here that your book deals with a lot of different perspectives in an encyclopedic fashion. It doesn't mean that every single thing that you've written in there is your own personal opinion or belief. And I think it's a really interesting resource. For that reason, I think that we can look at all kinds of wacky kinds of theories without necessarily having to adopt them as our own personal beliefs.
That's the title of Moon Mysteries. I mean, most of the information in there, you know, are things that we don't have concrete answers to or evidence. But the one thing that, you know, you can look at is that, okay, number one, we've got astronauts, we've got transcripts of astronauts, and first of all, let me just back up. Apollo 11. We get to Apollo 11 and people seem to think that was the only mission that we're talking about. So they'll say, oh, we never went to the moon. That didn't happen. That mission didn't happen. And then I have to say, well, you know, there were several, 12 men walked on the moon, not just 2 men. And they're surprised. And the reason is because they weren't born, some of them, even during that time. Or, they'll say, well, you know, this looks fake and that looks fake. Okay, so I'm going to just say that there is a theory that allegedly there were some, things seen on the moon that they wanted to cover up. So some of, they're saying, you know, in theory, some of it is real, and then some of it to hide some classified picture or information that maybe they filmed in Hollywood or in the desert or something. For people who are asking about that, that's a theory that I still don't believe, by the way. But that could have been the case, that they just didn't want us to see everything, so they had to cut that out, and then they filmed, you know, these little pieces. I don't believe it, but that's what people have said. But,
also, we should bear in mind that the quality of Hollywood special effects in the 60s and 70s was nowhere near as good as it is today. So we do things now with special effects that are extraordinary, and very likely we could stage a moon trip today, and it would be very believable. But the level of Hollywood special effects then was far inferior. It's like with the movie Superman the movie. They said, you will believe a man can fly. And I look at the special effects, and I had seen, of course, the TV show and other efforts to have people fly. And I thought, really? I would believe Superman really flies as a result of this movie? No way. So I think at that particular point in time, if we wanted to fake a moon trip, we wouldn't have the technology. Now today, like I said, I think we could really put off a credible trip and a credible version, and it might actually pass muster for a lot of people who are not Hollywood special effects artists. But not in the 60s and not in the 70s, and that's the big point right there. Besides which, why, then, would they fake it? What would the motive be? That they couldn't get there on time? The book, by the way, is The Encyclopedia of Moon Mysteries. The author, Constance Victoria Briggs. With Gina Randall, you're in
The Paracast.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with